Yeah.
Joke number two.
Oh god. Okay. I'm gonna start. So Tom Waits is an easy one for me because I love him. I know his entire back catalogue. Another easy one for me is Stevie Wonder. Not so much easy, just obvious. It's just instinctively obvious that I love and am so inspired by that man's music. And I remember growing up as a kid and like having his records playing around the house. Like, mum and dad would always play the music that they loved, and I'm very lucky that the music that they loved is great, well-written, well-respected music that I still listen to today. But like, they had, you know, Beatles records playing around the house, they had David Bowie records playing around the house, and like Paul Simon records playing around the house, and the thing that always stuck with me was Stevie Wonder. Like, that was always the thing. I remember my mum playing the songs in the Key of Life, and I didn't understand just how obviously like poignant, not only politically and socially poignant that record was, but how musically poignant that record was. I didn't understand any of that. I just knew there was something. So like on that record, when Isn't She Lovely comes on, the beat of that song and the way that it's written and the way that it's composed is fantastic. Isn't she lovely?
Isn't she wonderful? That beat would still survive today.
Yeah, it's a timeless. That whole record is full of timeless songs, but like kind of not limited to, but including things like I Wish. But like because I remember the Men in Black soundtrack.
Oh yeah,
using it.
Yep.
No, not the Men in Black soundtrack.
No, no. Wild
West. I remember
Wild
Wild. Yeah, exactly. I remember that song, and then I remember like loving that song, and my mum going, "Well, you know where that's from, right?" And I go, "No," and she goes, "Oh," and then she shows me the original, and it's that moment for me as a kid where I realised that music was. This was the beginning of me understanding what sampling and what hip hop was, and I'm embarrassed to say that it was because of the Wild Wild West soundtrack.
No, why should you? Why should you?
It's the same thing. So mum kind of showed me where that song was from, and I fell in love with Stevie Wonder. The thing that then solidified for me was when I grew up and went deeper into Stevie Wonder, went back. It kind of in the same way with Tom Waits. I found music I loved, and then went back to the beginning. With Stevie Wonder, found music I loved, and I went back to the beginning and listened to Music of My Mind. And the opening track of Music of My Mind, which is... Jesus Christ, why can't I remember what it is? It's really going to annoy me, because it's one of my favourite songs. I'm mixing it up with the opening track of Hotter Than July, which is Did I Hear You Say You Love Me? But the opening track of Music of My Mind is Love Having You Around. But I remember listening, like, I bought that record and just... played it, and it opens with the bum 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 please bum 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 bum. But first, like, Stevie's just like, what, having way too much fun, already having way too much fun. He's doing the mama mama baby and playing all these keys and everything, and on the music box, baby baby baby, all that stuff. And I'm sitting there going like, holy shit, there's seven instruments here I've never heard of before in my entire life. This is one of the most progressive pieces of music I've ever heard, and it was released and recorded in like the early 70s. And I could not get my head around it. This, the way that the song builds, the way that the verse opens up, the way that the lyrics make no sense, like, and then the chorus hits and the choir comes in and everyone just in rejoice sings, and I sing because I love having you around. The melody of it, and I sing cause I love doom, 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 having you around. Doom, 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 doom. It's one of the finest opening records ever. And I remember I was about 16, I knew Stevie Wonder. And then suddenly I had no idea who he was, because I listened to this track and I was like, fuck, this changes everything.